A voting rights organization says there are potentially a lot fewer voters who will cast ballots this year compared to the presidential primary 4 years ago. And the group looked at totals for the March 17th primary that was extended to April 28th. Mike Brickner with All Voting is Local has compared numbers for this primary with those from 4 years ago when there was in-person voting and a Republican primary that featured Ohio Governor John Kasich.
So in 2016, we had a little over 3 million people who voted in the primary election. For the 2020 primary, we're looking at only thus far about 1.5 million people who have either cast an early ballot or request an absentee ballot since we extended the time.
This year's contested Democratic primary is over, and the vote is all by mail. And Brickner notes some who requested ballots might not return them, so the total could be even lower. Brickner says he believes the vote totals are down because the mail-in balloting process is confusing for many voters. Voters have until April 28th to return ballots, but they must get them first by filling out absentee ballot requests forms. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.